Ministry of Secrets is the first of the cover-up series, exploring one of the great unsolved mysteries of the Cold War. And at its heart is a missing person, a wartime hero, an international celebrity. That celebrity was Lionel Crabb. So famous, he was the subject of a major movie. And then, one day, he went missing. What had happened? It turns out that Crabb's disappearance was just the starting point. What happens next involves the royal family, MI6, the CIA, and the KGB. There's conspiracies and lies. This story is so sensitive and it's so secret that the truth is being withheld for 100 years until 2057. Join presenter Giles Martin and producer Sarah Peters for a roller coaster investigation that exposes a dark cover-up at the center of power.
It all begins with a man named Malik. Oh,
you've made it.
Hello, hooray. Commander Malik.
Very good to see Commander you. Julian Malik, ex-Navy, dapper, one of those old-fashioned gents who always wears a tie, even when pottering around in his garden shed.
Tea or coffee for you?
I've been searching for someone like Commander Malik for the better part of 20 years. You see, he's quite possibly the last living link to this unsolved mystery. Commander Malik was a Navy diver before he retired, had adventures all over the world, defusing mines underwater, that sort of thing. And his heroes were the great wartime divers.
I was thrilled and fascinated by the stories of men, principally in the war, who went off and did extraordinarily brave and interesting jobs underwater. It was enormously exhilarating.
And this is why I've come, to quiz Commander Malik. I'm a writer and historian. I love digging out forgotten stories from the past, ones buried deep in the archives. And I've come across some remarkable stories in my time. The doctor who supplied Hitler with cocaine, the MI6 spy who helped kill Rasputin. But this story, I've never come across anything quite so strange. It concerns a diver named Lionel Buster Crabb. Special ops, wartime hero, was highly decorated.
This was a man who was awarded a George Medal for great gallantry.
One of his greatest acts of bravery was in wartime Venice. The Nazis had planted mines all along the Grand Canal. Crabb defused the lot, saving Venice from destruction. And so he became a household name, was even said to have been the inspiration for James Bond. He was certainly a close friend of Ian Fleming, author of the Bond thrillers. They worked together throughout the war. And one day in 1956, Lionel Crabb agrees to undertake a top secret mission, spying for MI6, spying on a Soviet warship moored in Portsmouth Harbour. It's on the south coast of England, home to the Royal Navy. And the stakes, they couldn't have been higher, because this was the height of the Cold War, and it involved our communist enemy, the Soviet Union. And that dive, Lionel Crabb was never seen again. His disappearance, it was the start of an extraordinary roller coaster of a story that's dark, shocking, and disturbing.
From Something Else and Sony Music Entertainment, Cover Up, Ministry of Secrets, available now. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes now, or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a PS to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the PS first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.